each bird even sings. The high price, low lives, red bodega roses, you and me.
Worry your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza's offers pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers doesn't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or find them online at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com.
Oh,
Hailing from the San Francisco Bay Area from the early to mid-90s, that's the band The Rosemarys with the title track from their 1993 debut, Providence, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before The Rosemarys, went across the pond for some Stone Roses, and she bangs the drum. And then I went up north. Yeah, Canada way. A band called 24 Gone with their song Girl of Colors, and then start off the entire set from the Ferment album, Catherine Wheel doing Black Metallic. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. A whole set of music of, I would call it more dream pop than shoegazer, but to all hailing from that early 1990s. I'm stuck in the early 90s right now, and I hope you're okay with that. I do want to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times that people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for an organ transplant? And most of them are waiting for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors and people in need of organs like kidneys and other transplants. Now, you don't actually have to donate your kidney to help save a life. You can actually donate your boat, maybe your car, maybe some real estate. You're going to get a great tax deduction, and you're going to help save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422 for more information. This message brought to you by the MatchingDonors.com program and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Already told you my name is Paul. Already told you this is a show called Viva La Mock. Already told you I'm apparently stuck in the early 1990s, and I dress like I'm stuck in the 80s, so why not host an 80s, 90s night at Arsenal Lanes? Yeah, I do that each and every Thursday. I do. But let's get back into music. I'll tell you more about that later. It's a Buffalo Tom. Taillights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground, and my love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. In her world, the story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last. Tell us.
folks like you and me. So just get high while the radio's on. Just relax and sing a song. Drive your car up on the lawn. Let me play your guitar. Well, this here verse is for the people in Russia. Although it is a long, long ways away, they couldn't hear this song in Russia.
Settle down, hanging around in a one-horse town. Whenever
That was the second single off of the Irish band The Thrills' debut album. The album was called So Much For the City, came back out in 2003, hit number 7 in the Irish charts, 18 on the UK charts, and then in the United States, the only charting it did see was on the adult alternative charts. It actually reached number 4 back in 2003. Before The Thrills went back to Camper Van Beethoven's third album for some good guys and bad guys. Pee Wee Fist in that set of music with Mnemonic Hordes and started off everything with some Buffalo Tom and Taillights Fade. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It is indeed about 36 minutes past your hour here on 883 FM WRCT, or maybe you're listening online at WRCT.org. Either way, as long as you're listening, I'm happy, and as long as you're happy, I'm playing music for you. I don't know. That's just the agreement that we have. It's unwritten, unspoken, and it happens each and every week at this time. If you've got a suggestion for a song that you want me to play in a future show, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Do my best to play it for you. Carl Bremel, he's got a few solo albums out now. He's actually the guitarist, or a guitarist, in My Morning Jacket. But before he was in My Morning Jacket, he was in this wonderful little pop band out of Indianapolis, Indiana, called the Nina Foundry. From their first full-length album, it's Nina Foundry for you. It's Recluse. We'll be right back.
steering wheel drove till the dark was gone. And if the Lord appeared, I could see his face.
Looking for sunshine washes everything. A basket of light, I am trusting to water the lawn is a wondrous thing. If I could have it this way, I know I'd
wanna live
where it's right today.
I wanna live
where it's always this way.
I wanna live
where it's always Saturday. A chorus of laughter fills the air. Everyone's going in the car, and I just sit there. I don't need to think about how much
I wanna live
where it's all the same.
I wanna live
where it's all just like today.
I wanna live
where it's all. Shopping mall. Shady backyard afternoon, summer clothes and tennis shoes. When the light begins to fade, a porch swing creaks with lemonade. Shower of whispers glowing blue. Late night movie fills the room. Street lights twinkling like dew. I close my eyes, it ends too soon.
From their final release, Flip Flop, that's Georgia's own Guadalcanal Diary with Always Saturday here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Speaking of Saturday, don't forget, host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, and interviews and live performances weekly on a show that gets your Saturday kicked off to a good start. We call it the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Saturday mornings here right on right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. What else was in that set of music you're trying to say? How about Gladys? From their final output that I ever heard from them was called The Small Season. Played Cat Song from that release. Jack Logan from Athens, Georgia, gave us A Break for God. And then Nina Foundry started off the entire set with, I think, their final output, with a Recluse. Didn't mean to thematically make that happen, but somehow it did. We got less than 10 minutes of this program. Actually, we have about 8.5 minutes left in this program, which means I got to try to squeeze at least two, two, maybe three more songs in to get to the end of the program, or the end of the hour, at least, I should say. I don't know what goes on after this. Normally it's more of my show, but sometimes it's not. We'll find out. How about some posies? Because I like to dream all day. It is 88.3 FM, WRCC Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is Viva La Mock.
I could dream all day.
is Moods for Moderns doing their version of the Moves Do Ya here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. A lot of people will say, hey, wait, Mockster, that's an ELO cover. That's an ELO. No. Well, Jeff Lynne, who was, of course, in ELO, he was in the Move before that, and originally the Move did that, and then ELO technically covered the song. Hey, before the Moods for Modern, how about the Posies with Dream All Day from A Frosting on the Beater? Hey, speaking of listening to some great music, each and every Thursday evening, you can tune in to your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Courts in Session retakes. Classic artist of rock and country and soul, but he plays new music by these artists. It's a great program. It's each and every Thursday evening at 8 with an encore presentation. Mondays at noon, right here on 83 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well, because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva La Mock.